The SoCal Restaurant Show is live from Anna Maria Island on Florida's Gulf of Mexico coast. The area has been awarded with the distinction of being recognized as one of America's happiest seaside towns.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome, and we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. As we were saying, it's a very special edition of the SoCal Restaurant Show today. We are live from Anna Maria Island. One of our two hosts for this broadcast is the Childs Hospitality Group, which operates three beachfront restaurants here on Anna Maria Island, all different, but all definitely wonderful in their own particular ways. And it is definitely now time to talk a little bit about the Childs Hospitality Group. Joining us here live is the culinary director for Childs Hospitality Group, that being Seth Condor, and the head baker for the Childs Hospitality Group, that being Teddy Luludis. Gentlemen, Seth and Teddy, welcome. A little closer to the microphone, if you would. Let's start out first with Seth. Seth, you have a very extensive culinary background. You came to Childs Hospitality about 18 months ago, initially as the executive chef of the Mar Vista, and very quickly were promoted to the director of culinary. Tell us a little bit in terms of that particular position, what aspects are there, because you have three restaurant chefs that are reporting to you also.
Yeah, well, first, thanks for having us.
Of course.
It's great that you're here advertising the Childs Group and all. Yeah, my background has a lot of education behind it, culinary school, bachelor's degree, minored in casino management, so that's fun. But throughout my career, just helped managing restaurants and chefs, basically clearing the path for them, helping them source the right product for our company, ensuring they have no issues so they could just serve our guests the best way they can.
And in terms of day-to-day, what is your relationship with all of your restaurant chefs? I understand that, you know, in terms of sourcing suppliers, really giving them the detail work that they need, that is all part of your purview. Tell us a little bit more, Seth, if you would.
Yeah, so basically, every day I just try to visit each restaurant, touch base with all of our employees, our staff, and our chefs. Just talk to them about food, things that are coming in the horizon, fish that are going to be in this area that we need to harvest and serve to our guests, and just have a relationship with, you know, with Teddy. Just talk about our desserts and other breads that we can make in the future for our guests.
I'd like to bring Teddy into the conversation as the head baker. Teddy, you have a very unusual position in that you produce product for three very, very busy restaurants that are destinations on their own and are beloved by the local community and have a reputation far and wide, you know, way outside of this area of Florida. That's a tremendous responsibility. Why do you think that Childs Hospitality wants to devote the resources to doing all of their baked goods and desserts in-house, from a labor standpoint, from a cost point of view? You know, this is a huge expenditure.
Yeah, it's definitely not cheap to bake bread in-house, actually. And I think mostly it's due to, you know, the labor, like you said, involved with producing all the breads and everything from scratch. It takes a long time, not to, you know, it doesn't just happen quickly. It takes multiple days sometimes. But the intentions are to make a more flavorful product, and more nutritious product for our guests.
Tell us on any given day how many breads you bake in terms of the styles, not quantity, because again, painting the picture for our audience, you know, these are three beachfront, very busy restaurants, even out of season, I notice.
Yeah, we do thousands of pieces of bread a day sometimes. Definitely a lot of sandwiches, you know, grouper sandwiches and different, you know, local fish sandwiches and things like that. Make every cracker, every piece of bread, every key lime pie, all the cakes. So it's a lot, but you know, we just essentially started taking and replacing everything that was on the menu before and making it in-house.
So. Now, of course, Teddy, everybody after having a wonderful meal at either the Sandbar or Mar Vista or the Beach House, having, you know, rich, eye-appealing desserts on the menu is something that is absolutely essential. How do you address that? And, you know, of course, you have to have the best key lime pie.
Right. Now, that's pretty much our number one, you know, seller. And that was an easy one for me to do. We haven't changed the recipe much besides the crust, which I just, you know, make with a little bit of cinnamon, and we use that for our cheesecake too, blueberry cheesecake. So the desserts are mostly just slices of cakes or pies, and most people just get a key lime pie, so it's not terribly difficult for us.
Now, Teddy, you're being very humble, but you know, really doing a superb key lime pie is not something that's necessarily easy. You've given up one of your secrets when you talk about the crust. Where was the inspiration to put that touch of cinnamon in the crust? Because it does add a special quality to that dessert.
That's something my Uncle Jimmy always did. And once I had one that he made, it was kind of like, you know, the no-brainer for me. And it does differentiate us, I think, a little bit. We make also more like a taller, thicker, more like a cheesecake key lime. So that's another little difference, but yeah.
Teddy, given that we're talking to Southern California right now, I'm sure some of our listeners are thinking, what's the difference between a regular lime and a key lime? Aren't they the same thing?
Yeah, a key lime is a little bit, I guess, more tart, I'd say, and doesn't have as much juice, so you definitely have to squeeze more to get the right amount. So it's similar to a Persian lime, but it's just a little more tart, I'd say.
Shifting the conversation back to Seth, we're going to be specifically talking with some of the principals from two of your restaurants, not Beach House. So to give our audience, Seth, a little bit of a flavor, kind of characterize Beach House for us, because we understand of the Childs Hospitality restaurants, it's the most casual property. Of course, it's also on the beach. Tell us a little more.
Sure. The Beach House, it's right in the middle of the heart of that beach district. Traffic, bridges are all right there. That's how you get on the island. And the Beach House is about a 500-seat restaurant. So extremely busy, perfect view of the Gulf. But very casual and laid back. The food style there is just kind of chill, just kind of what you expect when you go to a beach town. Fried fish, that's what our guests like. If you want something fresh, we also have something light like ceviche and something you could just use Teddy's crackers and just dip into right out of one of our Gulf shrimp.
Sounds pretty attractive to me. Now, in all of your restaurants, Seth, there's a very serious bar program. And I think the bar program is probably the most serious at the Beach House. Tell us a little bit about that, because that is part of the beach vibe.
Yeah, we have a great beverage program there where we'll source a lot of local ingredients to use in our drinks. We have Jubilee blueberries. We'll infuse that and just make a blueberry mojito, just, you know, simply mashing it with a little mint that we get from Gamble Creek Farms, which is part of the Childs Group as well. And just a simple syrup, some great rum, and some soda water to top it off. And not a key lime, but an actual lime that would go in there too.
Definitely want to use the key limes in the right place.
Correct.
That's for definite sure. Now, along the way, you were mentioning Gamble Creek Farms. In your experience working with some very large hospitality organizations, including Disney along the way, I do believe, have you ever been part of a restaurant group that makes the effort to have a 26-acre working organic farm?
No, a lot of times you'll see restaurants that are in the city, they're really rooftop gardens, and they'll have bees, hives and all that. You know, we have a certified organic area and an organic area. Our farmer, Zach, is top notch. Like talking to him, it's such an as a chef, it's great to get so much information out of him. And you know how we use a lot of our scraps in the restaurant that go right back into the dirt over there to just keep reproducing the life cycle of food. You know, just dirt, seed, grow, to Teddy's bread, to any of our restaurants. Whatever doesn't get eaten goes right back in the ground and comes back. But I've never experienced it, and a lot of things that produce out of there is really quality, top-notch stuff.
It's really a fascinating operation. I had a chance to walk the property yesterday, and I've not really seen anything like it. And what's great is to actually have that farm store on property to be able to share Gamble Creek Farms with the general public outside of the restaurants, and to go through the effort with the Florida weather to be able to have it inside. So it is comfortable 52 weeks a year.
Yeah, it's a great little area that it's in, very in its own niche. And we do source a lot of local products too, different mushrooms, oils. We also used some of the Shogun pork in that store as well with sausage and bacon. So it's just a great little country store.
Something I noticed that, you know, really impressed me there yesterday, Seth, is the thought is that in the United States, at least in the mainland United States, you can't grow pineapple. The only place in the United States that you can grow them is in Hawaii. And of course, not doing that too much anymore because of the costs that are involved. Do you use some of the pineapples that Gamble Creek grows in the restaurants?
We will, obviously, like you were alluding to, the quantity is not there to help service all three restaurants, but we'll take something that comes off the farm, that might be in a small batch, and focus it just in one area and really treat that product right. So, you know, even if we have a special party and they want to do a pineapple upside down cake, we can use that pineapple in there and feature that.
Gentlemen, definitely something very special.
And they'll use something like, they'll start growing like a white pineapple. So that's something that's in the ground at the farm and we can kind of have something that's a little different as well. So we might not be able to grow it at scale, but.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the SoCal Restaurant Show, our special 10th anniversary version thereof. We're speaking with the Childs Hospitality Group specifically. We're speaking with their head baker, Teddy Laloudis, and also their culinary director, Seth Condor. We're taking our top of the hour break. We're going to pick up our conversation with these two gentlemen on the other side. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.